We're coming off another sunny and warm weekend in what's been an unusually warm winter. Some gardens are showing signs of an early bloom, and your allergies may be blooming unexpectedly early, too. For help now, we go deeper with allergist Dr. Rachel Schreiber. Dr. Schreiber, we've already had some moderate and even heavy tree pollen days, which can't be good for allergy sufferers. Is it time to start allergy meds already?
Unfortunately, it's been time to start already, yes. In January. So you're exactly right. We've had this unseasonably warm winter, and my patients come in and they tell me, I see the daffodils already. And I'm like, start your medications right now. Because the medications, although they work right away, they take time to really reach their peak effectiveness. So it really is the time right now to start your meds because we are not at the peak of the season yet. We've seen some elm and maple and cypress and juniper out there, but the peak will come when the birches and the oaks come out, and that typically occurs in about mid-April. So many of our medications have now gone over the counter. We have antihistamines, we have nasal steroids, and now we even have eye drops like Pataday that just last week were approved for over-the-counter use. Ooh. So those will be available in March over-the-counter.
That sounds great. So does this signal that the spring and the summer are going to be even rougher for those of us who suffer?
You know, I think it's possible, unfortunately. Really, it's been a rougher year in general, because if we don't get that freeze in the winter, then the pollen never stops. So this winter, usually, you know, I tell my patients, probably come off of your medications in about December and January, but we really saw pollen through those months. And so now what will happen is as the weather warms up and we get a little rain and a little wind, I think we're just getting prepared for a boom of pollen.
This is not our first warm winter. We've had a few of them. Are there some other less obvious implications to us from longer pollen seasons?
Well, I just think if you are, you know, if you're an allergy sufferer and there are these very long pollen seasons, you just never get a respite. And, you know, we have medical treatments, we have medications, and because so many of these meds are over the counter and there are so many to choose from, I really do recommend that patients talk to their doctor about what they're taking because there is a plethora of choices out there. And the other thing that allergists have to offer is immunotherapy, which is allergy shots. And allergy shots are indicated when people either can't take medications or the medications aren't working because the pollen burden is so tremendous. And it's just like putting a sprinkler on a fire for some of these patients who have severe pollen allergy.
Oh, boy. Well, we're really looking forward to it, Doctor. Thank you so
You're going to be busy.
You're going to be very busy, I think. Dr. Rachel Schreiber. Yeah, she's the allergist in Rockville. And we thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Dr. Schreiber. 6:44 now.